And now, a personal favourite of mine, stay right here for another instalment from Documentally.
I'm Simon Nelson, I'm Chief Executive of FutureLearn.
So here we are, sat casually in the FutureLearn offices, which are nestled within the British Library, a building I'm embarrassed to say I've never been in before. Simon Nelson, you are the head of FutureLearn. Why here?
I still pinch myself when I walk in the door that we are here. There you go, there's someone at the door. When we started looking for offices, because we originally camped out in various open university buildings, but we quickly outgrew them. Our development team was stuck in a lightless basement, so we had to get them out of there as quickly as possible. And I started looking around sort of soul-destroying offices around sort of Silicon Roundabout, Shoreditch area, etc., looking at the huge amount I was going to pay for them. And I said, tongue-in-cheek, to an old friend and colleague who now runs the British Library, I said, you don't have room for 50 of us, do you? And he said, well, actually, we might do. And 3 months later, we were in. So I think the whole team absolutely loves the fact that they come in through those doors every day into this amazingly architected building. And they pass hundreds of real learners sat with their laptops, browsing, you know, the unbelievable collection there is in this building, and gives everyone a lift as they come in. It's what we're trying to do.
I'm interested to know what the difference is between, I've heard you talk about social learning before, the difference between that and a MOOC, and if you can explain a MOOC to people who may not have heard that term before.
Sure, well, you know, MOOCs are a bit with someone else at the door. So MOOC is a slightly bizarre acronym. It stands for Massive Open Online Courses. And
sounds American.
It is American. The real explosion of awareness and popularity around these things happened in 2012 when some leading professors from Stanford and MIT started to teach courses online. But rather than just put up an on-demand course, they actually would teach them week by week, release content in that kind of cycle, and get a cohort of people to go through the course together. Rather than attracting a few hundred people, these courses were attracting tens of thousands, in some cases over 100,000. And so quickly, you know, Silicon Valley noticed, and a startup grew called Coursera. And then Harvard and MIT formed a joint venture called edX. And between them, these guys had about 18 of the top 20 US universities signed up within that first year. So 2 years ago, almost to the day, I met the vice chancellor of the Open University, who said that he wanted to launch a British response to this, drawing on the OU's near 50-year expertise in online and distance learning. And did I fancy setting up and running this thing? Didn't take me long to say yes. So the key decision at the beginning was we got UK partners on board, attracted mainly by the Open University, the trust they had for it, the reputation it had for this, and its offer, its incredibly generous offer to share its technology and insight in creating a UK-led platform. So, but then the next challenge was, okay, we had to build a platform. We had to build a platform that was somehow brought something fresh and different into the market. We did actually look at whether we could rework existing platforms, but we set ourselves four criteria and tested other platforms against it. Could it be mobile seamlessly? Could it do social beautifully? Could it scale to potentially huge numbers of people? And did it look great? And having assessed every platform on that basis, we decided we were going to have to build our own. We did that. We built from scratch, and we launched FutureLearn just over a year ago. And part of the reason that we call ourselves a social learning network is that part of the OU's philosophy has always been that people learn best when they learn together. It's not enough to just watch videos and then do tests and say, okay, that person has now learned something. The real engagement, the real opportunity to dissect the information that one's taken in is through conversation. And we believe that technology has now got to a stage where actually you can do really interesting things with social networks and the social aspect of learning. And actually, mass audiences are now familiar with those kind of concepts. So we've built that kind of approach into the fabric and foundations of FutureLearn. And as a result, we're seeing great levels of engagement, ones that stack up against any other e-learning platform out there, we believe, or free e-learning platform. And we're seeing incredible levels of engagement, of social interaction within our courses. So our stat is 40% of people who start one of our courses are actively commenting or writing into the forums that we have, populating every single page of every course. And we reckon that's 10-20 times the engagement you're seeing on other types of platforms. So we do think we're just at the beginning of what's possible here. We think that we're scratching the surface in terms of the type of content we could deliver, the type of interactive experiences, the type of learning outcomes we could achieve. But as a start, we're very, very proud of what we've done so far.
It's quite pretty as well, considering there's so much Open University kind of involvement. I really enjoyed having I'm getting looked at for that statement. I really enjoyed having an explore through the pages, coming face to face with the likes of Cory Doctorow. Super, super relevant to a great course on kind of cyber security. There was also something I thought, I'm going to sign up for this now, but I'm on a train, I need to get to work. Ebola. I mean, the very topical. How long does it take you to turn around and get courses up and out there?
Still takes a bit too long, I think. So we're still one of the things we have to do is work with all of our university partners. We've got about 40 universities we're working with at the moment. That number's growing quite rapidly. And the key challenge is to sort of help them take their first steps in many cases into delivering this kind of free online course. And one of the things we're trying to explain is, you know, we don't just want to be lifting and shifting the kind of teaching that's going on in a lecture hall or on campus. You need to think of the internet as a sort of interactive medium in its own right and design learning experiences for it. Now, that sort of work with the partners is going on at the moment, and every time they make a course, it becomes easier, and the courses are getting better and better. But one of those things that we've also spotted is, you know, we would like to be a bit more dynamic and able to respond to current affairs and the hottest topics in society at any one stage, because the world-class expertise that's locked away in these universities is the kind of thing we're trying to unleash through what we're doing with FutureLearn. Now, the Ebola, we've actually got two courses running on this now, and I am delighted with them because actually that came from a call I put out to all our partners about 6 weeks ago. We've had a response from Lancaster University and the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, two fantastic world-leading authorities on this area. So that's a pretty fast turnaround for us. I'd actually like to be talking to you in a year's time, though, and saying, yeah, we spotted something last week and there's already a course being publicised for it now.
Where do you see things in 3 years?
So 3 years has always felt like future history, and still does a little bit, but it does feel like the fog's clearing a little bit. The start we've had, the first 2 years, I'm now able to look back on and reflect, and we are absolutely delighted with the progress we've made. Someone had offered me this, the position we're in, audience-wise, partner-wise, number of courses, quality of the experience, user reaction, and our first commercial results, would have bitten the hand off. And I can now see a pathway to significant growth and actually making this a sustainable business commercially. Which is one of my key objectives. We want it to stand on its own 2 feet, because if we do that, then we believe we're really going to be achieving something that can deliver fantastic good in the world, but also deliver a sustainable business that can just keep the thing motoring forever onwards. So 3 years' time, I'm hoping we're going to be at that stage, and I'm hoping I still think we're a fairly well-kept secret. I still think most of the people, even in the UK, never mind in the rest of the world, who'd love our courses aren't aware what a MOOC is, and don't know about FutureLearn. 3 years' time, I'm hoping we will have broken through and be far more widely known and used. Because you know what? Those people who do discover us love us.
Simon Nelson, thank you very much. Plug the website.
So I would say to anyone listening to this, if you haven't had a look yet, go to www.futurelearn.com, sign up for a course, and have a look. What I always say to people, if they haven't done a course, is go and have a look at what people are saying on those courses. And I challenge you to find anything that isn't hugely positive, on message, an erudite group of people who are absolutely loving the opportunity they're being given to learn again.
Just remind people, how much is this going to cost them?
So this is going to cost them absolutely nothing.